Gracious God, we thank you for the men and women you have called to be saints through the ages, from your first fallible, frightened friends who followed you to Jerusalem, through the centuries of discovery and growth, people of every class and temperament down to our present day. We praise you for calling us to serve you now, for inviting us to ministry in this broken world. May we who share in Eucharist at this holy table be filled with the joy of your eternal kingdom, where Jesus is Lord now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. When I found that particular prayer for All Saints' Day, I was particularly struck by the line, "Fallible and frightened friends." Think about the saints as we know them. We often put them up on this pedestal. We enshrine them in stained glass windows and icons and statues, and we look literally up to them. We look to them with admiration. We want them to be perfect in their faithfulness. We want them to be obedient in responding to God's call upon them. But were any of them always faithful? Were they always obedient? The truth is, they were ordinary human beings just like you and me. They were fallible and not perfect. They were frightened and not always obedient. They were ordinary individuals living ordinary lives, with ordinary relationships, feeling ordinary emotions, facing ordinary challenges, having ordinary doubts, ordinary ambitions. They were ordinary men and women, ordinary saints too. There's no doubt that even though they were ordinary individuals, they had an extraordinary faith. They believed in the hope and the promise that God made through Christ. And that inspired them to a particular way of living in their own lives, in their own relationships. It inspired them to discipleship, accepting the responsibility of contributing to the building of God's kingdom. There's no doubt it took courage. It took conviction. It took perseverance. It took boldness to live out the ministry of being a saint. And there's only one inspiration for that, and that is the gift of faith. Passion for the gospel and for following our Lord Jesus Christ. The ministry that he himself began, the ministry that he passed on to those who would come after him, and that includes us in the church today. Friends, we are called out of the ordinariness of our lives too, and we are called to have an extraordinary faith, a passion for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in our baptisms, and each time we reaffirm our baptismal covenant, as we will this morning, we say, "Yes, yes, I accept that calling. Yes, I take on that vocation which you invite me into." Today, on this Feast of All Saints, we reaffirm our desire to join with that wonderful, that inspiring, that mysterious company of saints who have gone before us. And we reaffirm our desire to do our part in the here and now in continuing the proclamation of a message of hope and promise to a world and a people who know so much brokenness, so much despair, and so much fear. Pope Francis said this quote, "To be a saint is not a privilege for a few, but a vocation for everyone." To be a saint is not a privilege for a few, but a vocation for everyone. The call to be saints is not just about this person or that person. It's not just about those who lived 2,000 years ago that we presumed lived very holy and pious lives. It's not just about the early saints who built the early church, the privileged few. It is part of God's calling to each and every one of us. To be a saint is not a privilege for a few, but a vocation for everyone. And the tragedy is that very often we don't embrace that calling or that vocation, because what we do and say, we need to remember that can make a difference in the world. God can make a difference through us, even and especially in the ordinary moments of life. One of the things for us to remember is that the calling is God's. It is God who calls us. And it is the response into action that is ours. And indeed, it is a tragedy if we don't embrace it. And if we don't live it. Well, what is our ministry to be about? Our ministry, all we say, all we do, whether it's individually in our own lives or collectively, is the body of Christ. We are to shine God's light into the dark world. And it can be, and it often is, a very, very dark world. Think about how much death and incurable disease we experience, and often very close to home, in our own families, in our own communities. Think about the violence and hatred that leads to so many wars around the world. The poverty and homelessness because of injustice and inequality among people. Think about what's happening in our environment, so compromised and often out of our greed as human beings. And in the midst of that reality, we hear the witness of the prophet Isaiah, as Geraldine read it a few moments ago. God will banish the pall of doom hanging over all people, the shadow of doom darkening all nations. Yes, he'll banish death forever. God will wipe the tears from every face. He'll remove every sign of disgrace from his people. And then there was that same witness in our second reading that Beth read a moment ago from the Revelation of St. John. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death is gone for good. Tears gone. Crying gone. Pain gone. In the midst of our broken lives, in the midst of our broken world, what words of hope and comfort and promise. What good news, whether it comes from the lips of Isaiah or John, what a message of hope, a promise of a new way of living open to us by God's grace and by God's mercy. You see, we can become beacons of hope sharing that message. And I think that's what the world around us is looking for from us. I think that's what the world around us is expecting from us. That we can be the light of our faith, shining so that others are drawn to it, so that the hope that we experience, others can experience too. In our liturgy this morning, we are privileged to be part of two acts of witnessing to faith, which remind us that in the midst of the world we live in and all that we feel and experience in that world, we can still stand as a people of faith and say, yes, God's faith given to me is a blessing, and I want to be part of it, and I want to share it. First, we have young Thomas. Thomas, who is a young man from our Mandarin Fellowship, who has said to his parents, I want to be baptized. Think about what our Mandarin community has been going through over the last couple of weeks. The questions, the unsureness about what faith means in the midst of tragedy. And yet in the midst of that, we have a young boy who stands in our midst and says, I want to be part of that communion of saints. What a witness you are for us, Thomas. And we thank you for that. And Baoxing's father, who comes to Canada grieving the death of his son, and arrives and says, I want to be baptized. In the midst of his grief and in the midst of his sadness, he comes here today and he says, I want to bear witness to the faith that God is blessing me with. That's a profound witness to the good news of the gospel and the grace of God at work in our midst. And what, again, an example of faithfulness. And in humility, we say thank you for the privilege of being part of this moment on this day. In the midst of despair, in the midst of death, we can proclaim life and we can proclaim resurrection. It's not unlike when Jesus came to Mary and Martha and Lazarus was dead in the tomb and they were grieving and they were crying and Jesus cried with them. And Jesus brought them a message of hope and promise, of newness of life, the gift of resurrection. For Baoxing's parents, for the Mandarin Fellowship of our parish and of St. James Cathedral, and for all of us, we embrace that. Even though we feel the loss, even though we feel the grief, even though we feel the sadness. I read this quote. It's by St. Teresa of Lisieux. She said, you can't be half a saint. You must be a whole saint or no saint at all. You can't be half a saint. You have to be a whole saint or no saint at all. And that's true. Think about it. We can't say, well, I'm going to be a saint today at home, but I'm not going to be a saint when I go to work. We can't say, well, you know what, with this person over here, I'm going to be faithful, and with that person over there, I don't think I will be faithful. We can't do that. It's about our whole being. And it's about a commitment, no matter what we're facing in our lives, no matter what individual we are with, that the whole of our life, with every person we engage with, even those we may not like, we will embrace that opportunity with the conviction of our faith and the trust of who God calls us to be in that moment. God gives us what we need to exercise that vocation. God gives us what we need to be faithful saints. And the greatest gift is that we're part of a much bigger body, a much bigger communion. We are linked to each other, and we are linked to each and every other saint who has walked and continues to walk this journey of life, who has made the same commitment that you and I have made through our baptisms. And there's such a reassurance in their example, the example of those who have gone before us. We can look to them for inspiration so that the boldness of our conviction can be lived out and we can make a real difference as God works through us. That wonderful passage from Paul's letter to the Hebrews, he says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, the message that we hear, that we internalize, that we take to heart, that we live out as we celebrate this Feast of All Saints, it's pretty simple. Keep calm. Keep calm and strive for sainthood. Keep calm and remember who God calls you to be. Yes, you may be fallible. Yes, you may be frightened. But you are also part of the communion of saints. Keep calm and strive for sainthood. So may God work through us as God has worked through those who have gone before us. as ordinary human beings living out our ordinary lives, but blessed with an extraordinary faith. May we enthusiastically take up that place among the communion of saints that God calls us to. And may we allow God's grace to work through us. Amen.